This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast. Thank you, Jason, for engineering excellence at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I am well. And you?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. It's the middle of the night over right here. Mm-hmm. It's just after midnight in Australia. So, the fire's going, and I'm feeling pretty good. But, you know something? You probably couldn't say the same for the world economy, could you?
No. One thing I do want to mention before we get into Deutsche Bank and the world economy, Gwyneth, from me to Genesis Communications Network, I'm looking at the screen. I have a 1.2-second delay. So you probably have something about the same. So we're looking at roughly 2.5 seconds delay between you and me. So I just want to let you know that we might step on each other accidentally, but just keep that in mind. You want to talk about the economy? You want to talk about Deutsche Bank? Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Deutsche Bank is in really, really, really serious trouble. What would you say, Vincent, if you heard that there was a bank whose share price had gone, had decreased by over 90% within 2 or 3 years and was hemorrhaging $1 billion in deposits a day, and as well as that, had just decided to shut its derivatives trading and investment banking branches. Would you say that that bank is in really, really serious trouble?
Well, maybe. If I also thought that maybe they laid off 20% of their workforce, then
yeah
I would. Uh-huh. I would say that we're looking at the beginning of a Lehman Brothers collapse.
I would say that you're probably right. And what makes this really concerning is that Deutsche Bank holds approximately half of the securities contracts and so-called mortgages in the second-hand mortgage market and securities markets out there. And the same probably goes for bonds, and the same probably goes for rehypothecated derivatives. And what rehypothecated derivatives means is that, you know, for people out there who may not know, is that, you know, you get a piece of, you hand a piece of silver or gold over to Deutsche Bank, and they hand you a piece of paper saying that you've got, you know, 1 ounce of silver deposited with them or whatever. And then they proceed to take their half, they proceed to take that physical lump of silver and they quote unquote lease it to somebody. They literally take it and they give it to somebody else for that somebody else to do whatever they want to do with it. And technically that other person is supposed to give that ounce of silver back at some stage, but you know that that's not going to happen. And gold is the same. And, yeah, and then they have a piece of paper in their file that says that they have that 1 ounce of silver. And then they take that piece of paper and they sell the piece of paper to somebody. And then that somebody takes that piece of paper and sells it to somebody else. And then they sell it to somebody else. So suddenly you haven't got 1 ounce of silver. You've got 4 ounces of silver, which is, of course, fraud, because there's really only 1 ounce of silver. But actually, it's not 4 ounces of silver that they create out of nothing. It's 100 ounces of silver that they create out of nothing through that little bit of magical fraudulent sleight of hand. So Deutsche Bank has been doing this for many, many years. The first time I became aware of it was back in 2008, during the 2008 crash, because it's exactly the same thing that Lehman Brothers was doing. They were also rehypothecating silver, gold, mortgages, and whatever other commodity or security you might care to name. And so Deutsche Bank is in really, really, really deep trouble. And I think that probably sometime in the next few days or weeks, or I can't see them lasting months, actually. I think it's just going to be weeks, days or weeks before they collapse. Because they were even in trouble back in 2008, and there was a portion of the economic community that were expecting Deutsche Bank to be the next domino to fall after Lehman Brothers all the way back then. But of course that didn't happen. So this is it. And the key thing about Deutsche Bank is that they are called a linchpin bank. What that means is there's only a few banks in the world where if you've got a junk mortgage or a junk bond or whatever, that you can take it to Bank XYZ, in this case Deutsche Bank, and they will conveniently take it off your hands for you. And that happened, in fact, in 2008, that a lot of these junk mortgages, you know, the ninja mortgages, I don't know if you remember the ninja mortgages. No income, no job, no assets. Those were, or liar loans was the other name that they were given. These were all piled onto the books of Deutsche Bank, off of Lehman Brothers, and off of Bear Stearns, and off the other banks that collapsed during that era. And it's really funny because, you know, those those mortgages were never ever paid out and the houses are now lying in ruins across vast swathes of Detroit and other cities. And, so this is it. The mortgages are worthless. They're worthless because nobody's really sure who owns the debt, and they're worthless because the chain of title has been broken, because nobody's sure who really owns the mortgage, and they're worthless because the house itself has fallen into ruin. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. I just want to make a quick comment. Yes, it does make sense. I just want to make a comment, a generic comment. Class, if you decide that you're going to call USA Prepares, you certainly may. And the telephone number is 866-582-9933. Well, I just want to tell you that our engineer is busy most of the time. So he's not looking at our telephone in the at the network all the time. So if you do call, please let it ring and ring and ring. And what typically happens is during the commercial break, he will be able to get to answering the phone and then putting you in the stack so that I can see who you are. And basically what that means is I'll see your name. He'll say, like, Tom from Arizona, and that you want to talk about ABC, that kind of a thing. So right now I can see the phones are ringing. I can see the calls are coming in, but I'm not 100% sure they're really for us. So I don't want to answer the phone. I could answer the phone here, but I would much rather make sure that the call is for us, because it could be a wrong number, and it has been a wrong number in the past. So I'm going to let our engineer answer the phone. You can let it continue ringing for a few more minutes until we go into our first break. And, well, looks like we just lost all our calls. You can let it ring into the break, and it will most probably be answered at that time. I did want to make a comment. So you're talking about Deutsche Bank. You're talking about 100-to-1 reserves, meaning 1 ounce of silver is in reserves for every 100 ounces deposited physically at Deutsche Bank. Now, here's what that means, class. So let's say 100 people deposit 100 ounces each of silver at Deutsche Bank. That means that after they're done renting, leasing, and making paper out of these deposits, one person can get all of his silver back, or 100 people can get 1 ounce back. That's what that means. That means it's gone. And you've got to be out of your mind to put physical silver on deposit with anybody. You got to be out of your mind. Deutsche Bank, anybody. You got to be crazy to do it. I was going to do a seminar about physical silver and physical gold many, many years ago. And I was thrown off of the expo. Not my expo, but somebody else's. And I was replaced with a guy who said, silver savers, that's what you want to do. You want to have automatically withdrawn from your paycheck some amount of money every week. And then that money will go into an account, and at some point, a bank will buy silver for you at whatever price the silver is at that moment. And they'll put it in an account for you, and it'll be stored at the bank, and all you have to do is pay for the storage. And then if you want your physical silver, you have to pay to get it out of the bank, and you have to pay a transaction fee and shipping and so forth. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. So I just wanted to mention that. David in California, thank you for calling. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Vincent. I was interested in this, and I've been interested in it for years, and I'm wondering if you all are familiar with currency speculators and, the idea that the value of the nation can be manipulated through the currency?
Yeah, it absolutely can be. I'm not from another area. With the U.S. especially, is in possibly a great deal of trouble, because they've issued most of their currency overseas, and I think we'll like to talk about this a little bit more after the break.
David, would you like to hold? We're going into a break.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we'll be right back with Gwyneth.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about Deutsche Bank. Gwyneth is with us. David in California. And if you look at Zero Hedge, they say that Deutsche Bank has manipulated and rigged every market it traded in, violating virtually every regulation and anti-money laundering rule in existence. Let me say that again. Deutsche Bank, known to manipulate and rig every market it traded in, and violating virtually every regulation and anti-money laundering rule in existence. That's Deutsche Bank. So when you think about it, I have a question for David. If you look at these banks that would love to hold your gold and then lend it out on contracts at 100 to 1 or even 9 to 1, would you trust them? Would you trust people like that to hold your wherewithal, your wealth, if you'd like to call it your wealth? David, would you do that? Would you put gold or silver in the hands of a third party and trust them to get it, to give it back to you when you want it?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, Vincent. And when you remember that Supreme Court Justice Kennedy's son was the guy that lent money. He was an executive vice president of Deutsche Bank? And he was the son of the Supreme Court Justice. And he was the only banker in the world that would lend Trump, I guess the first shot was like close to $100 million. So you know, talk about your fly-by-night schemes and, you know, getting other people's money locked down into shady deals.
When I studied real estate, the term OPM kept coming up. OPM, that means other people's money. So, and Donald Trump was quite excellent when he was trading in real estate, buying buildings. He liked to use OPM. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's a lot less painful when you go bankrupt if you've used other people's money, right?
Sure.
And
yeah.
From what I understand, Donald Trump went bankrupt 3 times. And I figured, and I'm not exaggerating, class, I figured that if we are going to have a collapse in the United States, which I believe absolutely positively is on its way, that the kind of person that I would like at the helm during a bankruptcy would be Donald Trump. I think that since he's had more experience in bankruptcies than most politicians, he's the guy I would like to preside over the bankruptcy of the United States, because he knows how to pull out of it, and he's done it 3 times.
Yeah, but he cashes us out, right? You know, when you, and yeah. By the way, you got to check your numbers. Here's a fact check thing. Has Trump declared bankruptcy 4 or 6 times? That's a Washington Post.
No, there's 3 I know of. There's 3 I know of.
Well, maybe those were Chapter 11 instead of Chapter 7. So I guess, well, there's Snopes option, too. But either way, if you look at, there was a book written about the mob and how they basically tricked people in New York City into, you know, running out of the city and buying a suburban home. And it was called White Flight. It was in the 1960s. And so they basically terrified the whites, the mob did, terrified the whites, made them just give up their land in Manhattan and go buy an expensive suburban house, right? They gave up Manhattan property, right? And rather than protecting their own neighborhood and standing fast and being a good neighbor and looking out for each other and having a good neighbor, a good neighborhood by looking out for each other, they allowed organized crime to create white flight by creating all sorts of shady deals and, you know, the mob running heroin in the streets. And so the mob ended up owning Manhattan, and Trump was able to get it from the redevelopment agency. So when you start looking at what a guy like that would do to New York City, now what could he do to the world? So he creates these shady deals, gets everybody running around the world, you know, looking for the paradise, and he ends up with the land in the long run. So, it's a shady deal again for Trump.
David, would you mind holding through this break? I've
got
a couple quick questions for you about exactly this, the white flight in the 1960s.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the first of two highly anticipated hearings today on Capitol Hill, former special counsel Robert Mueller admits that his investigation into Russian election interference was never hindered by the Trump administration or anyone else. Republican Representative Doug Collins pressing Mueller about whether the terms collusion and conspiracy are synonymous.
Leave it with the report.
So the report says, yes, they are synonymous. Yes. Hopefully, for finally, out of your own report, we can put to bed the collusion and conspiracy.
Like he says in his report, Mueller told lawmakers there was insufficient evidence to file conspiracy charges against anyone in the Trump campaign. There are numerous reports that the governor of Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rossello, will step down today amid a scandal involving the publication of messages between Rossello and his advisors in which they joked about Hurricane Maria victims and made homophobic comments. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Watch it. Oh, it's gonna be sliding. Today's hot. Well, today I've got your take my. When you go to the feet for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about a white flight. And, David, you mentioned that. David's in California. Gwyneth's in Australia. Well, I remember, I'm 67 years old, and I remember the 1950s, and I remember the 1960s. And during the 1960s, there were riots. There were actually 159 riots, race riots, between blacks and whites throughout the United States. Two of them that come to mind are the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles. That was in 1965. There was a riot there. It's a pretty significant riot. And then in Newark, New Jersey, that was another one. But there were 157 other riots. And I remember talking to a guy who had an oil company, and he lived in a neighborhood on the East Coast. And the National Guard stood on the corners to protect the homeowners and the businesses from these slash and trash and burn type riots that were going on. Black people were just burning everything in sight. And I'm not kidding. It was pretty serious. And so this guy who had an oil delivery company, when I say oil delivery company, I mean a guy who would deliver heating oil to homes. And it was a common business back then. People heated with oil in the Northeast. Well, he said that he and his buddies in their neighborhood were on the rooftops with rifles. And if there was the riot turning the street corner to their neighborhood, they were going to discharge their cartridges right then and there. National Guard or not, they were going to defend their homes. David, in California, when you talk about white flight, are you talking about that, the race riots? Are you talking about St. Louis, Missouri, in the 1970s, losing about 25% of its population, where the blacks moved in and the whites moved out? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, actually, I'm old enough to have lived through some of those days. I was born in 1955, so I was 5 years old in 1960. And the 1960 census had the North St. Louis was predominantly black, South St. Louis was predominantly white, and the prosperity in St. Louis was in the North. The blacks actually were the more prosperous. In the South, they were stuck in national lead was down there spewing on, you know, smokestacks, just dumping lead all over the whites. It was pretty amazing. And then Budweiser was down there, and they had a bunch, St. Louis was shoes and booze. And so the 1964, and the population was going on a million and a quarter. Now, today, it's actually just about 25 or 250,000. So it's lost a solid million in what's in 1960 to today. So it's still losing population, apparently, because it's one of those cities that's so dumb that instead of having, I mean, they don't have regular Klan there. They got these purple-robed guys that are called the Veiled Prophets. And that's the old money of town, and they're dumb bigots, and they're actually losing a million population, and they're still strutting around like they're in charge. So it's when you start looking at their policy in 1964, they had the Fair House, Supreme Court had a Fair Housing Act that was upheld, and that you had to sell property to the honest the best, you know, the best customer. And you had to give the right to, you know, if some black guy, and there was prosperity in North St. Louis, if some black guy tried to buy a house, he had the right to buy a house if he had the money. And the old bigots were refusing, and to this day, they've refused and refused. That was St. Louis. Say, in New York City, Robert Moses was exactly the same way. Except he was more of a position of power of the downtown big money old bigots. And in fact, if you look at Donald Trump's dad, he owned housing projects. You know, if the blacks were forced into housing projects by the whatever, the redevelopment agency or whatever, their houses were stolen, just like in North St. Louis. Blacks were, their properties were just automatically condemned, and everybody was forced to go live in Pruitt-Igoe, was St. Louis. New York City had a whole bunch of other ones, but Trump owned them. He owned a bunch of them. And if there was a broken window, that was up for Daddy Trump to fix, but the guy wouldn't fix it. And he'd make the place look like hell. He was a slumlord, and then they'd be able to blame it on the blacks. Oh, they didn't ever fix their windows. Well, Daddy Trump owned the place. And he actually, if you go to Woody Guthrie, he wrote about this same stuff because he lived in Trump properties back in, I think, the 1930s. And he wrote a song about Daddy Trump and how much of a skinflint and a loser he was. And but he was milking, he milked the early HUD. He milked those housing projects. He forced the U.S. taxpayer to triple pay for the same furnaces. I mean, they've got records on Daddy Trump about how he was doing money laundering through the housing project agencies up there and forcing them to, like, he would have to buy a furnace. So he would sell it to his kids, and then his kids would sell it back to him. So they'd triple the price by doing that. And then the government would end up buying it. So they would bill it to the government. So you look at Donald Trump as somebody who knows how to milk the government. He's been doing it ever since Grandpa, you know. I mean, these guys are the biggest welfare cheats that there are. They're the ones that never fix the window, and they blame it on the blacks. So when you start getting a hot, say, for example, a hot summer day in New York City, and your window doesn't work, and you're, well, how about a freezing winter in New York City, and your window's still broken? I'd riot, too, except most of those riots, I mean, I've taken part in protests since I was a little kid. I was 8 years old the first time I got arrested for a grape boycott, you know, of, you know, Cesar Chavez. And, the idea that what cops call a riot is not a riot. I've videotaped enough of them to know that 52 priests getting arrested, you know, in service for the homeless, they'll still call it a riot. They'll have 150 cops out there to arrest 52 priests and nuns and lawyers and, you know, lay workers and all sorts of people who are trying to do service to the homeless. And the cops, it's actually true out here in San Francisco back in 1993, they had this 52 priests and nuns and lawyers get arrested. They had a shooting at Mission High School. Not a single cop showed up at a shooting at Mission High School because they were all down there getting cops arrested, calling it a riot. So if you're saying there were 150 riots in America, I would question that.
Well, that's what the news reported. You can look it up on the internet right now, that they were saying that there were 159 riots relating to race. Now, I do know that people were absolutely terrified of the slashing and the burning that was going on in neighborhoods throughout the United States and cities.
Well, there was arson.
I do know that.
Landlords would burn their own properties. In fact, if you look at, you remember when, who was that kid that got beat up by the cops in L.A.? And Rodney King. Now, if you look at the history of what neighborhoods burned down, you remember Hong Kong was a 99-year lease for the British, right? That lease was going to run out in a matter of a few short years. I think it was like 1996, and Rodney King was, what, about 92 or 94 or something like that? So it was just a couple of years, and all these rich Chinese were terrified that communist China was going to come and steal their Hong Kong land, so they were being allowed to buy land in South Central. Well, if they burned down the land, they'd get it at tax auction. They'd get a grant to steal the land. And so if you look at the history of the burning during that, the famous police chief Gates, it was his name, he ordered all of the top people, like they knew that the jury was going to come in late in the afternoon. So he ordered all the top people, all the ambulance directors and all the fire chiefs and all of the top cops, he ordered them to go to a gas station in South Central, but he didn't turn on the telephone there. And he had all these guys ordered to a place that had no telephone service in there. And, you know, they're dealing with walkie-talkies at best, right? No cell phones back then. And these guys were locked into a situation where all of a sudden that afternoon, you know, L.A.'s a big place, and you have a bunch of grease fires, and you have kids burning trash in the backyard, and it catches fire and stuff like this. They didn't respond to a single emergency that until because of that. and because they censored all of the top leadership. You can look that up. They allowed South Central to catch fire just to sell it to the Chinese. So there's a lot of phony stuff that goes on in the name of these riots. Chief Gates had to actually quit because of that. When it became known that he took the top people and censored them, you know, kept them incommunicado, I guess is the expression, and he ordered them in there. You can look it up. It's a famous deal where end of Hong Kong and all these rich people wanted to buy it. Now, you look at real rich real estate developers, they've latched onto something crooked as that. Well, what do you think Trump's doing right now, sealing the border? At planting time, he seals the border. At harvest time, he seals the border. He makes sure no crops can get in or out. Now we've got floods all over the Midwest, a lot of cleanup, no hired help. He's making sure that everybody's land gets lost at tax auction this year.
You mentioned Hong Kong in the 90s, and I know for a fact that there was a U.S. bank by the name of Marine Midland. It's a very old bank. It's headquartered in Buffalo, New York. And Marine Midland was a division of HSBC. HSBC stood for Hong
Kong.
HSBC stands for Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. And they were literally terrified of exactly what you were talking about, the end of the 99-year lease of Hong Kong. You also mentioned you mentioned Woody Guthrie. Now, Woody Guthrie was known for singing songs of protest, and his son was Arlo Guthrie, another guy who sang songs of protest. And, you know, I've got to hand it to the protesters, because they wake us up and they bring some light onto a lot of criminality. And I really think it's wonderful when people protest for the right reasons.
Hey, your guest is in Australia, right?
Yes, she is.
She's probably familiar with HSBC or BC too, right?
Oh, yeah. I think I've done broadcasts on them before, haven't I, Vincent?
Yes, you have.
The money offering going back 150 years to the British Empire and their opium trade into China. And HSBC and the East India Company were working hand in fist, operating a drug cartel for, all the kings and queens of England.
David, would you like to stay with us through the break?
Oh, sure, but I don't want to hog it from her, because she's a real guest, right?
Well, both of you
fellow
guys
patriots,
are...
My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Interesting topics this morning. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David in California, San Francisco. And David, you mentioned National Lead Company. Well, National Lead Company sold paint under the name Dutch Boy, Dutch Boy Paints. And it was a pretty big name in paints. They sold a lot of paint. And they used lead in the manufacturing of paint. And they polluted the river. They were on the river in New Jersey, at Perth Amboy, New Jersey, and they had a huge smokestack on their manufacturing factory property. And there were a lot of protests to get them to stop polluting the Raritan River. And it wasn't working so well. So one industrious guy decided to climb up the smokestack with a parachute on his back. And literally he climbed to the top of the smokestack and put the parachute over the smokestack, causing the smokestack to back up and smoke out the factory. And that worked. And that literally worked. And during this protest, you know, the protesters were at the entry point, you know, the front gate, if you will, to the factory. And they prevented people from... the employees, well, actually, I should say the management, from getting to work. And the management was trying to run the factory. And this is urban legend, so I keep that in mind, class. So the protesters were pretty effective, and they stopped the management from getting to their desks, if you will, and to the factory floor. Well, the management was pretty bright, and they said, you know what, we don't have to go through the front gate. and be pelted by these protesters. We can go by boat and go to work by our through our dock on the river. So that's what happened. They went to work by boat until the protesters burned down the dock. So, you know, you got to hand it to some clever protesters. Eventually, they got the plant shut down. And this plant was providing all kinds of diseases to the area. Cancers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was a really serious problem. And it became a Superfund cleanup site, I believe, in the amount of $79 million to clean up.
Right?
Yeah. So it was a pretty big deal, and it was pretty serious. So, class, when you look at those nice, clean labels on some of the products that you buy, the factories are probably nothing like the image that you have of those companies that have those wonderful white labels. David, would you agree with that?
Yeah, the only thing I would wonder about, too, when you think of paint, and especially paint back then, lead paint, it usually had some kind of volatile, not varnish, what do you call it? It's an ether.
A VOC. It had a VOC, volatile organic compounds, yes.
Right, yeah. So the loading on to the dock, if they burned the dock down, they'd take a chance of catching the river on fire, right?
That's right. It was a very serious event. But the single event that really shut down National Lead's Dutch Boy operation in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, was this parachute. I mean, that was just sheer brilliance on the part of the protesters. Now, of course, I'm not advocating violence, but you know what? Sometimes I guess that's what happens. And that's what happened with the first American Revolution. Violence.
But, you know, when you're talking about putting that parachute up, I mean, unless he was carrying a spike pole or something like that, he'd have to be sticking his face into that smoke in order to get it all the way around, right?
That's exactly right.
So there'd be, that's one of your patriots that dies for his country kind of stuff. Hey, if I could ask your guest, though, it sounds like HSBC might have been part of Gladio. And I'm wondering if you're familiar with Gladio and whether you think they are.
Okay, I'm not so familiar with Gladio, but I know that HSBC, going back even 200 years, they were, we've got a litter of puppies here. That's probably what you can hear in the background. They were laundering money. And they were running drugs, and they were, they were operating a drug cartel for the British Empire, for the kings and queens of England.
Right, smuggling opium into China, right? And they were the bankers for the opium peddlers?
For the express purpose of making the Chinese people dumb so that they could dominate them and take over. And it's exactly what they're doing to basically every population out there, except these days it's not opium, it's fluoride compound.
Any number? Yeah.
David, yeah, we're going into top of the hour break. Would you hold long enough to give our engineer your telephone number if you'd consider doing that? I'd like to call you sometime in the evening.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So, Jason, would you please put David on hold and communicate his telephone number to me? Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.